And now the Great American Folk Show, a little place on the radio where we commune with you to share stories, sing some songs, and talk to some good people with great voices. Billy Strings and Butch Walker appear on her new album. I know you are just going to enjoy the anti-folk and powerful vocals of Amethyst Kia. Author C.J. Lee reads from her new dystopian thriller, American Rapture. Plus, folk duo Sons of Town Hall celebrate as cosplayers of a bygone era, and some live music from Louisiana roots rockers Loose Cattle. I'm Tom Russo. It's great to have you with us here today. We begin the program with Amy Spies, a veteran singer-songwriter and a professional tourer. I first met her in San Diego, California, the folk scene there in the early aughts. She was there on a stop, but man, did she really have the crowd at Twigs Coffee eating out of the palm of her hand. Later in her career, Judy Collins would discover her and cover one of her songs. Amy Spies exudes the wisdom of one who knows the road and knows it very well and puts that experience in her craft. Her new album, American Dream, features songs that bring the listener back to the good old days of the mid-1970s, back when gas was only 60 cents a gallon, and a computer company called Apple was just being formed, and Gerald Ford was in the Oval Office. It was a time when America was celebrating its 200th year. It's a pleasure to have Amy Spies on the Great American Folk Show.
Juliet lives Hey everybody, this is Amy Spies. I'm a singer-songwriter from Nashville, Tennessee, and I'm talking to you from my front yard. You may hear the marching band from the high school next door rehearsing, which is one of the reasons I love this house. Also, I can hear the train a lot. I live in East Nashville, which is kind of the bohemian area. It's a place where most of my artistic friends live, and I've lived here since 2009, and I love it. And this is my little quiet street with my big hackberry trees. Anyway, I'm here to talk about my song called Where Did You Go? And it's on my new record, The American Dream, which I'm really excited about. I love this record. In the song Where Did You Go? I co-wrote with my producer, who's also an extraordinary songwriter, and he shot the video. He's just multi-talented. His name is Nielsen Hubbard. I've been working with him since 2009 on all my records. I keep trying to change it because I think I should change it up, but then he keeps getting nominated for Grammys with other people, and then I think, why should I change it up? He's brilliant. Anyway, most of my songs start in an autobiographical place, but they kind of take a little bit of a songwriting fictional turn so that I'm not, like, you know, giving too much away. But the truth is, this song is 100% autobiographical. I wrote a lot of the songs while I was going through a really painful divorce. I just want to say I'm on the other side of it, and me and my ex have a beautiful 6-year-old son, and we co-parent perfectly together. But at the time, we had been separated for a year, and this is 2 years ago, and I just felt like once we decided to have a divorce, he had completely changed. And I said to Nielsen, you know, I wonder where he went. Where did he go? And Nielsen started playing. And that's kind of how Nielsen and I usually write, is one person says something and the other person picks up the guitar. And the lyrics kind of spilled out, you know, locking the door, pulling the shade, don't even answer no more, because I was, you know, I didn't want to see anybody. I was really, really depressed. Stopped wearing the ring. Pictures came down. I mean, it's 100% what happened to me. And, you know, there's a little bit of trepidation for me in doing that, because my ex and I are still really good friends. And I know that he will have, or maybe he already has, heard this song, but I think there's no anger in the song or in any of the songs that I wrote. It's mostly love. The record isn't a divorce record. The record is about kind of the other side of the American dream, when you do reach your goals or when you don't, and maybe you get to someplace else. There's a lot of nostalgia in it, and I did write it going through this period of time where I got to look back on my life and just kind of, you know, go through my artistic journey. Thanks for listening. Thanks for having me on the show, guys. Bye.
Pictures came down, don't even say a thing. Where did you go? Where did you go? I took yours, you took mine, hearts never got what they wanted. Love's empty house, all locked up, still and quiet as a mouse. For better or worse. missed everything. Somehow everything got
such a beautiful song right there. One entitled Where Did You Go, performed by Amy Spies, especially for the Great American Folk Show. You can find the studio version on her new album with 1976 in mind. It's called American Dream. Well, the Americana thread continues right now with David Berkeley and Ben Parker, who both take on a guise in the duo they've formed. See them live, and you'll enjoy their sense of theatrics and storytelling, but the era in which they represent is more like 1876. That was way back, as Bob Dylan put it once so poetically in one of his songs, in a time when the country was still busy being born. I'm going to let them introduce themselves and set up their own appearance on the Great American Folk Show. I think you're going to enjoy A Sons of Town Hall.
Hello, I'm Ben Parker from London, England, also known as George Ulysses Brown, who is a character from the fictitious but brilliant folk duo Sons of Town Hall.
I'm David Berkeley from Santa Fe, New Mexico. I'm the other half of that duo where I play the character Josiah Chester Jones. Sons of Town Hall, as some of you may have heard, we claim to travel the world on a boat, a raft that we built with our bare hands.
We dress in threadbare Victorian clothing, pretending almost that we are from a time past.
We weave stories about our mythic adventures throughout our show. The performance ends up being, you know, part theater, part comedy, part concert.
Those stories have grown, and the between song banter has turned into full-length stories that we've now turned into a podcast we'll be releasing episode by episode each month over the next year.
The podcast is called Mad Men Cross the Water. We've produced it in the style of old radio theater with a really lush soundtrack and score and sound effects. And each episode tells of one of our bizarre misadventures that we've gotten in, and then we'll feature one of the songs from our forthcoming album. The album is called Of Ghosts and Gods. The full record won't be out until sometime late next year, but Mad Men Cross the Water is out now.
We decided that the ocean was a perfect setting for a couple of musicians to be, given that we are all adventurers looking for something bigger and better out there. This song is called Wild Winds, and it's from episode 1 of the Mad Men Cross the Water podcast.
You can listen to the episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, follow along. Ep 2 will be out November 12th.
We're really honored to be part of the Great American Folk Show.
Here's Wild Winds.
Fighting for, but I never agreed with what he believed. I crossed the ocean as a stowaway. You know, the sea don't listen to the prayers you pray. I was knuckle and bone when I washed ashore. I'm the son of a butcher man. The blood ran thick through both my father's hands. I was always afraid when the work was through. Mama said you better find your way. I wish I could, but I can't keep you safe. There were tears in her eyes, but I didn't cry. I said, blow, wild winds blow. Lord, you know I've been sinking low. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, wild winds blow me far from home. I kicked around for a year or two. You know, trouble slips through every crack in you. If I had more to lose, well, that too would be gone. I was running from the past I know. I worked so hard, but I had nothing to show. Something needed to give, I just couldn't go on. I said, blow, why we blow. Lord, you know I've been sinking low. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, wild winds blow me far from home. Side gate. It's strange who you'll meet when you need it most. Looking back, it's where it all began. We crossed the ocean for another land, and we heard a song through the salt and stars. It went blow, wild winds blow. Lord, you know I've been sinking low. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, wild winds blow me far from home. Wild winds blow me far from home. Wild winds blow me far from home.
is how we build it. This is how we build it. It's how we build a boat. This is how we build it. This is how we build it. It's how we build a boat. This is
2 pounds, half penny nails.
This is how
broken old barn door. A hatchet and some hope.
This is 10 feet
of cedar board.
This is how
needle and a thread. 12 shackles and a dream. Oh, to build a boat to cross the ocean, my love. A boat to sail across the sea. With our hands, our hearts, our minds together, my love. We'll carve the lines that bind us. Baby, we'll break free this time.
This is how we build it. This is how we build it. It's how we build a boat. This is how
40 work days straight.
This is
a hacksaw and some wax. A coil of rope and faith.
This
8 yards of linen cloth.
This is
a 6 foot pine wood box. A song and a flask to share.
Oh, to build a boat to cross the ocean, my love. Sail across the sea. With our hands, our hearts, our minds together, my love. We'll carve the lines that bind us. Baby, we'll break free this time. Baby, we'll break free this time.
David Berkeley and Ben Parker right there, also known as Hosiah Chester Jones and George Ulysses Brown, their comedy fiction podcast called Sons of Town Hall feature witty writing and cinematic production. So if you're looking for something entertaining and a bit off kilter, check it out. Okay, there are some terrific new books out there on the market to also check out. Don't know if you follow newly released literature, but usually that means the hardback book comes out first. And while most do like to read books that are challenging, few like to tote around hardback books because, let's face it, they are cumbersome to travel with, or they can just download any book to their device. But if you're asking me, I absolutely love hardback books. Well, recently, author C.J. Leeds' newest, her second book, hit the stands, and already it's picking up fast momentum from fans. It's a novel called American Rapture. C.J.'s been hailed as one of the U.S.'s best new novelists, And in fact, lead has been made a darling of crit mags such as Esquire, who are not very easily impressed, and IndieBound's Next Pick and Amazon's Best Of. And I think that's pretty cool. Well, I've got my hardback right here. There it is. And I wanted to read you the blurb from American Rapture's Dust Jacket because I think it's just so compelling. Okay. A virus is spreading across America, transforming the infected and making them feral with lust. Sophie, a good Catholic girl, must traverse the hellscape of the Midwest to try to find her family while the world around her burns. And along the way, she discovers there are far worse fates than dying a virgin. Well, if you are looking for a good book to read, then check out American Rapture by C.J. Lead. She joins us now to read an excerpt.
My free period falls between theology and math, and I spend it reading behind the broken AC unit in a patch of grass by the back parking lot. Black asphalt surrounded by thick, dark woods, still nearly all green, though some faint yellow begins to peek through. The smell of dirt and maple trees combined with the exhaust venting out the side of the building, the incense still carrying through all of it. A truck pulls into the lot, loud secular music blasting. I start to hide my book and stand, but it's only some of my classmates. They won't see me, even if they do. The car slows to a stop in front of me, and I glance up again. A boy drives the green pickup, and Sarah Johnson sits in the passenger seat. In the bed of the truck are two other boys and Rachel Miller. The boys wear St. Augustine's uniforms. One of them smokes a cigarette. I know from hallway gossip that some of the girls steal away with them during school or after to go to Culver's, but I don't usually see them. It seems they're becoming more brazen. A breeze blows toward me and it carries the fried cheese smell of their food. I'd forgotten. The feel of fried breadcrumbs against my lips, the pull of cheese, grease dripping down my fingers that I bring to my tongue, sucking them clean. Fried food, delicious food. My family hasn't eaten foods like this since before Noah left. Our home and life undergoing a strict and purifying transformation to the most ascetic, unpolluted environment possible. And maybe it is this day and all its memories. Maybe it is a rare moment of witnessing a brazen act. But I am struck suddenly, profoundly by them. My classmates, the boys, the casual way the boy holds his arm around Rachel's shoulder, how carelessly she rests her hand on his knee, the scent of the decadent forbidden food on the wind, their contact skin to skin. It's not that I haven't learned or surmised what men and women do behind closed doors. I'm sheltered, I'm not an idiot. Even children who do not sin or read illicit books know these things here. Livestock is a daily part of life for nearly everyone at some point or other, and livestock copulate. And fornication is written all throughout the Bible. But seeing girls my age and boys together, witnessing their carelessness, their want, suddenly this makes it real. Makes them seem realer than reality, as though they are hyperpigmented and I, like the rest of our world, am something dull and fading.
For the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrus Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. I hope you're enjoying this program today. Wherever you may be listening from, greetings from North Dakota. I'm Tom Brousseau. We're going to go right back into the music now with Kimberly Kay and Michael Cerveris, who are among the best of what the New Orleans music scene has to offer. And both actually are actors, too. They got a little bit of acting, and they got a lot of music. They're known as Loose Cattle. They join us right now. Here's a song called Further On.
So do you remember how you started to write Antiversary for me?
Well, I think, like a lot of the stuff that we wrote for this record, it began during the pandemic or the latter stages of the lockdowns. And if I remember right, it was the first year anniversary of your divorce was coming up. And it was a time that you were feeling thoughtful and sad. And
I was feeling all of the feelings, just to be clear, about that moment in time.
And there isn't really, I discovered by looking online, there isn't really a good greeting card for a happy, sad anniversary of your first year of not being married to the person you were married to. And I don't really know, like, what you get somebody for that occasion. So I thought, well, maybe I'll try to just write a song that speaks to that a little bit and hopefully makes you maybe feel a little better. But also, I think I was also writing to myself at the time because I was still several anniversaries on of the end of a really significant relationship for me too, even though it wasn't a marriage. And so I think I was probably, as is often the case, projecting a lot of things and telling myself that I was doing it for you, but probably doing it for myself just as much.
I remember when you sent the first draft over, sort of feeling that you were writing for both of us at the same time. And maybe it was because we tend to project our pain onto other people, or we tend to see things in other people. But either way, I actually really appreciated it because we now know that getting divorced during the pandemic was actually a pretty common experience.
Yeah.
Not an isolated one, but at the time, the combination of being sort of, you know, locked down and shut off from large gatherings made the whole thing, they no longer being, you know, half of a whole, so lonely. And then, you know, I talked to you about it briefly, and here were these lyrics that sort of gently communicated to me that even though I felt very alone, I wasn't actually alone in the experience. And the words, the choice of lyrics, it just sort of reillustrated for me that, like, I'm not that important and nothing that I'm going through is that interesting, but we are all people having same versions of the same experiences over and over and over again. It's something I love about the song. You're right. There is no greeting card that says, sorry for the grief part of your love.
Right.
You know, like that doesn't exist.
Those are the markers that kind of anchor us to being alive in the first place. And those are the events and the non-events that really staple us to our lives, which otherwise just kind of go hurtling by.
All right, we just got two more for you, y'all, and then we'll be out.
Listen to your hope fall. So much.
You just heard a live session from Loose Cattle. That's Kimberly Kay and Michael Cerveris. That last song that you heard is one entitled Antiversary. An artist that I've been following for quite some time, Amethyst Kia, has new music out. I've been looking forward to it. It's an album called Still and Bright. The title is a kind of continuation of a record that she released in 2021 entitled Wary and Strange, and I can't help but wonder what mystery both of these album titles modify. Still and Bright, Wary and Strange. Amethyst, thank you so much for being on the Great American Folk Show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm really excited to get to talk to you today.
Our musical genres are so fascinating and vast. We have folk, neo-folk, singer-songwriter, emo, alt, and then the big one that's used today that's not exactly that easy to define, Americana. Do you feel that your music has a genre or genres? And if so, what would they be?
Yeah, I think my music is kind of an eclectic mix of different kinds of American music. I wanna jump the fence and watch my face. I draw inspiration from old time, from country, from rock, blues, R&B. I've never really been able to really limit myself to one genre or another. I think growing up in a household where, my father is an audiophile, and so he had a three-way speaker system and an integrated amplifier and had made mixtapes and did all kinds of stuff. So I got that love of listening to and finding music from him, for sure.
What were some of those records that you were listening to with your father?
I listened to all of the classic stuff, like grew up listening to, like, you know, the Allman Brothers, Earth, Wind & Fire, James Brown, Carlos Santana, Prince, and also we listened to a lot of, like, contemporary jazz and just a huge swath of things. But at the time, I didn't really that music didn't necessarily resonate with me. Like, I listened to it, I think, a lot more casually than my dad did. You know, I kind of had my own musical journey where I kind of started with listening to a lot of pop records, you know, like Michael Jackson and Mariah Carey. I would also listen to, like, Usher or listen to modern R&B, like 90s R&B stuff. And then, you know, I got into skateboarding and stuff when I got older, and then then wanted to play guitar and listen to a lot of, like, Blink-182 and Green Day. Like, Good Riddance, Time of Your Life was the first song I ever learned on guitar. So it kind of leaned more into, like, listening more like rock and alternative singer-songwriter stuff, like, you know, Tori Amos and York.
Gorgeous song of yours entitled Empire of Love features a lyric about self. That lyric is Pledge Allegiance to My Soul, which I found reminiscent of what John Lennon was saying in his song God, in which he states, I don't believe in Beatles, I just believe in me. Let's talk about that sense of self. Can you kind of drive it home a little bit more about the importance of being self-reliant?
So I follow where she needs to go. I'm a pilgrim for the majority of my 20s and a little bit of my 30s really, unfortunately, caring about what other people thought, even when I was adamant consciously that I didn't care what other people thought, but I subconsciously did. And I found myself making decisions based on the external. Empire of Love is a testament to me having the ability to be a free-thinking person with a very individualized philosophy that pulls from Stoicism and Buddhism and Taoism. I'm able to live in Appalachia, and this is the home and the place where I've been able to really grow as a person.
I want to turn to your new album, Still and Bright. Gorgeous album, beautiful sonic palette that I just can't even get over how beautiful it is. Fiddle, drum, some acoustic guitar playing by Billy Strings, mandolin, bass, pedal steel, dobro, mellotron, harmonica. Each instrument has its own supporting voice. And I'm just kind of curious, when you begin making this album with Butch Walker, were you aware of the vibe that you wanted to create, or does vibe happen, you know, somewhere along the line in the process of the making of the album?
I feel like the vibe and the ideas, it wasn't a static thing. It kind of shifted a little over time. The only thing that was deliberate, I expanded my vocal range when I started doing more, focusing more on my vocal health and doing vocal warm-ups more often and practicing different techniques. And I was able to really further expand my range. So what that meant was, when it came to writing melodies, my palette had broadened. I had a lot of fun with that, and especially on songs like Silken Petals and Gods Under the Mountains. Those just stand out in my mind of, you know, ones where I vocally really, like I've really like developed my vocals, and it allows a lot more freedom. Like I mentioned, freedom of melody, and also like, you know, vocal delivery, being able to like, you know, get better at falsetto, get better at breathing, then singing becomes even more fun. So really letting the voice really do its thing and, you know, tailor the lyrics to that, that was fairly deliberate. I hear the sound of whispering,
he calls to me, yeah, he calls to me. Our guest today on the Great American Folk Show has been Amethyst Kia. Her new album, Still and Bright, is due out in October. Thank you so much, Amethyst, for being on the program today.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was a great conversation.
Just a mile and
That's our show for today. Hope you enjoyed everything that you heard. I'd like to thank you for listening, and we'd like to thank our guests, Amy Spies, Sons of Town Hall, CJ Lead, Loose Cattle, and Amethyst Kia. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. And theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer. The show is produced and edited by Eric Dethridge, and Alquist is our director. And Elizabeth Rousseau helps out with the digital aspect of the program. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. I'm Tom Rousseau. May you always find the sun until we meet again.